Sister Samia, okay, from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, had two questions. The first is about her children. Two children, one 7, one 5.5, both of them fasting, mashallah. They're not finding it difficult. They may find it now and then slightly difficult. She says, people are saying I'm oppressing them by making them fast because they have the ability to and they want to. Is this oppression, Sheikh?
Well, as a father, I believe the sister's problem is with suhoor, and that is when she wakes them up to eat the suhoor meal. This is the biggest problem because they're, you know, deep down in their sleep, and they're not willing to, they don't understand to wake and have a sip of water or a couple of days or so. So that's why it's difficult for her to wake them up. But during the day, alhamdulillah, they have no problems because everybody's fasting and they're enjoying doing it with everyone else. And they feel, you know, grown up when they fast. But we have to put this into consideration. That is, they are still children. It's not obligatory upon them to fast. So we encourage them. We don't want to force them to finish the whole day or to cause that to backfire on them and they would hate fasting, they would hate Islam. No, this is not the way. You encourage them, you give them the will to eat or drink if they wish, but you encourage them that, listen, if you fast until, let's say, 2 p.m., I'll give you a candy bar. Or I'll give you, well, candy is not good for the teeth. I'll give you a doll, I'll give you something. I'll do give them an incentive. If this is the case, alhamdulillah, but if the kid reaches, if he's 5.5 years old, and at 12 noon, he's thirsty, he wants to drink, and you say, no, you cannot, you're fasting. And he's crying, and he's still forcing him not to fast, this is not fair, it's not un-Islamic. Let him break his fast. You train him, and training in Islam is there, because we train children to pray from the age of 7 until the age of 10. Imagine, 5 times a day, throughout these 3 years, you train them to pray, but you don't force them in the sense you don't spank them, you don't do things that may make them hate Islam or prayer or even fasting. So I don't think that this is a form of oppression. You encourage them, you try your best to give them incentives, and if they fast, alhamdulillah, if they don't, at least they fast 50% or 60% of the day. This is good enough.